the orbital. So our combination then of a 1s with a 1s atomic orbital gives us a sigma. Now the molecular orbital is coming from 1s atomic orbital, so we get subscript, sigma 1s molecular orbital, and we also automatically get an antibonding orbital. So our rule then is the number of molecular orbitals that come out equals the number of atomic orbitals going in. So we had two atomic orbitals going in, we get two molecular orbitals.